Like the show? Want to listen to episodes early? Consider becoming a patron. Starting at the $3 a month level, patrons get access to a custom patron-only feed where we put out episodes of upstairs studio podcasts like the Childcare Bar and Grill, Miss Becky's Classroom, That Early Childhood Nerd, the Renegade Rules podcast, and others early. That feed is just for patrons. You could be one of them. Go to patreon.com/playvolutionhq or click the link in the show description to learn more. Welcome to the Child Care Bar and Grill podcast. Jeff Johnson here with Lisa Murphy. Lisa Murphy, you have something to read me that I don't know about, and then we're going to talk about it. It's one of those kind of episodes.
It is one of those kinds of episodes. It is. I was at a conference pre-COVID. Is it PC? What are we going to start calling it?
Yeah.
Back in January, I did a gig, and a woman came up to me at the end, and she said, "I have a thought that I have been thinking about for a very long time." And she said, "I wanted to share it with you because I know you do a podcast, and I thought that maybe you guys might be able to unpack, you know, kind of the rough thought that she was having. Maybe, you know, what's that old saying? You get a couple of heads in the room, and all of a sudden, maybe it gets some clarity." So I'm going to read you actually what she said. I just spoke to you at the conference about why teachers aren't respected as much as other professionals. So here's her thought. Doctors, lawyers, businessmen, and teachers all go to school for many years to gain knowledge. Doctors then give you just enough information to heal your foot, not all the information that they know. Lawyers give you just enough information to keep you out of jail. Businessmen give you just enough information to make you money. Teachers, however, give you all the tools to learn everything else you want to know. We don't hold anything back. In fact, we encourage you to gain more knowledge. She was kind of implying like that we give everybody everything. Society has encouraged children to think that they don't need you once they've passed your class, as if you've been depleted of your knowledge base. And I was wondering if it might inspire you to figure out a way to change this perspective. And I've often, when I think about this, I've been trying for months to think about like an actual example of what she potentially might mean. Maybe we should have had her on.
Well, I mean, we still can. We tried to talk about this, but we need some help.
But I thought about that. Like, you know, even when we over-splain, that's where my brain went at first. You know, when you go to an attorney and ask for some assistance, they don't read you all the statute. They don't read you all the laws. They are able to narrow down from their knowledge base and provide you with exactly what you need for this particular situation. And so when she first shared this with me, that where my brain went right away was that sometimes as early childhood people, we overthink maybe a question or a direct inquiry, and instead of just answering it based on our knowledge base, our experience, our understanding of the topic, whatever it might be, we like splain it all to death, like we barf it all out instead of just a sliver of it that would be specific and unique to the scenario or the situation at hand. Thoughts?
Okay, well, I don't think I barf it all out when I talk, especially talking with parents. If we're dealing with a sharing situation or biting or something like that, I would maybe give them a little insight into my experience. But I wouldn't break down. I mean, I wouldn't pull out a developmental psychology book So I don't know if my experience is blowing it all out to them. I also think, going back to the main premise, I'm not sure I, walking around in the world, have a lot of respect for doctors and lawyers and businessmen as professions. Maybe individual doctors and individual lawyers and individual business people out there, I may have respect for, but for the fields, no. One of the reasons that there's been so much, I mean, one of the, a lens that's been pointed at the medical profession over this whole COVID thing is there's a lot of bullshit going on and they might not really know what they're talking about. The same goes with the practice of law. How many of our politicians are lawyers? Polling companies will do these polls on how much we respect different professions. I mean, politicians and lawyers they're just about always on the bottom of the list. Doctors, I mean, I've met a couple doctors in my life that were decent people, but I mean, when you see your doctor or nurse or healthcare professional having a cigarette and 52 pounds overweight out in the parking lot before your appointment, that doesn't give me a whole lot of respect for them or their knowledge of the field. And there are a lot of people doing those jobs that are just plain bad at those jobs. And so I think the idea that we just across the board have respect for those professions is a fallacy.
I'm going to interrupt you because while you were talking.
I probably need interrupting.
Well, I'm going to interrupt you also because while you were talking, I was processing what you were saying and then also looking down and reading again what she actually said. And I think I might have, well, I read it the way she said it, but I'm not sure if really I understood it when I was reading it that first
time.
Okay,
so maybe I misinterpreted.
Well, I think I did too, actually, in all honesty. So let me backstep a little bit. Okay. Now, as I read through it again, what I'm hearing from it is that if I was a client of a doctor, they're going to give me what I need specific to that situation, whether it's a good industry or a good doctor, bad industry. If I go in because my foot is jacked up, they're going to help me ideally get my foot fixed, right? For the client of the teacher, we give more than maybe just what the child was presenting with. I think that's maybe where she's going, is that I share with you all of the ability that I have for you to deepen your knowledge or your understanding, and then I want you to continue doing that after you leave. I think where I was getting stuck was that when I was in my head thinking about doctors and attorneys and business people, I'm thinking adults, right? So the adult as a client, I wasn't seeing teacher as a client or the children of the teacher. I was seeing that the teacher as an adult was talking to another adult. But I think actually it's the sharing of what we know with children is not potentially unique to the situation right in front of us, but that we're providing them with a wider set of skills.
Okay. So I guess my response to that is that there may be individuals out there in this profession who are capable of giving that client, that parent or that child, everything they need to know and more. But as we've talked about ad nauseum on this podcast, is that there are plenty of warm bodies in this profession who don't have that information to give and don't give two fucks about acquiring it. And so my response would be those people are probably the reason this profession doesn't have a lot of respect. There are a lot of people working in this profession who aren't professionals. And so it's hard to respect a profession where a vast majority of the people working in it don't behave in a manner that we would probably agree would be professional.
So it almost sounds like you're flipping, where she was presenting kind of with a sense that because we, and obviously, if I dare say this, she's coming from a place of being one of those professional, quote, good teachers, sure, because she feels that she's, you know, providing a table full of skills, of techniques, of suggestions for the child to, what are you needing today? I'm putting all of this on the table for you today. What is going to work best for the situation at hand? Yeah. And you want to learn more about that? Let me empower you with the skills and the knowledge of how to go deep in your own understanding, even after you leave me. So we're saying that actually what she potentially is interpreting as kind of the, you know, why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free, that's actually a positive thing. Whereas if you're, you know, I think what she's thinking is that you're giving it away. That's why we're not seen as professionals. And we're actually kind of making a very initial argument that it could be the opposite.
Well, I think there aren't enough people out there doing that to have an impact on how the profession is viewed across the board, right? If there were more people that were that tuned in and that giving, I think the whole profession would have maybe a better, what, Q rating? That's just for recognizability. They would have more respect. But because we have so many people in the profession who aren't doing those things, it kind of drags the average score for all of us down.
Wow. So that I'm anxious to encourage her to listen to that, to this, and then, cause she's like, get back to me if you unpack it, right, I mean, on a podcast. Cause I would love to then see and have her and do a follow-up with her, maybe if she'd be willing to come in as a guest to see if we missed the boat. I mean, it's been 4 months, you know what I'm saying? I mean, since she threw that out there, but I think I agree with you. I think what she was thinking was maybe a negative thing actually is more of the positive thing. We just don't see enough of it. Therefore, there's a generalization of teachers not being seen as professionals.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of times I get scolded online that I'm talking bad about teachers. Well, the truth is some of them need to be talked bad about because there are horrendous people working in early learning and elementary and secondary and college and university levels. There are horrible people working in those fields. Not everybody deserves a halo that teacher often is given. I know plenty of people who are incredible at this job and passionate and giving and dedicate their whole lives to it. And my experience is that tends to be a minority. There are plenty of people in the squishy middle who have good days and bad days and might be working at getting better and those kind of things. But there are plenty at the other end that shouldn't have jobs in the field. And all of those quality experienced people, they know this. They know this, and that's why so many of them leave the profession.
Well, I would also, if I can jump back to something you said a couple seconds ago, perhaps, and I'm not rationalizing or justifying the quote-unquote scolding, as you said, but I'm going to say sometimes we're talking in a vacuum, right? We're preaching to the choir, let me say it that way. So there's probably a chance that, for the most part, some of our listeners or the people we interact with at workshops or the people that sign up to take our online virtual classes, that to some degree we're preaching to the choir. So I could understand when they might push back a little and be like, oh man, you know, you're hard on us and we're actually, you know, at the far end of the spectrum. Well, sure, because I'm like a magnet and so I'm attracting that. But what about the other, you know, percentage of people who aren't listeners to the podcast, who aren't coming to the workshops, who aren't attending any kind of seminars, who aren't deepening their practice or their understanding? So it could be seen, because if you're surrounding yourself with people who are going above and beyond, sometimes we forget that there's people who aren't.
Well, especially if you're working in a, if you're for like a family childcare provider and you surround yourself on social media with
like-minded,
like-minded and running the same kind of programs, or if you're in one of those rare center-based programs where everybody is on the same page about things.
Yeah.
But and maybe those people gravitate towards those types of programs.
Well, so, I have a thought. Hold on right now. I'm having a thought. With COVID, right? Everybody's been online. And so I think about when I go to a conference and I'm a speaker, I know I'm preaching to the choir for the most part, but I can't guarantee that. But right now, when people are self-selecting the workshops online that they might be choosing to attend, you know, you might be increasing the likelihood that the people you're looking at on that Zoom and toggling through three pages of Zoom faces probably have drunk the Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I guess when it comes to respect, I've got a lot of respect for practitioners of early learning or medicine or law who I know to be skilled and responsive and ethical in those jobs. And I have very limited respect for people practicing those professions who are lacking in those things. So I guess the way we increase respect in our profession is we try to garden, grow more of those passionate, ethical, engaged people in the profession. And how we do that, I don't know. It's why we've been talking about it for over 600 episodes, I guess.
I agree. And I agree with your general statement too, right?
So
it's not the profession as a whole. It's sometimes the bad apples and some, you know, there's always the shining star and there's always the one you wish would quit or get fired or not show up back to work on Monday.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't think early childhood is unique to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I don't think we really are a whole lot different than those other professions. We are just more in it. And so maybe, I mean, I guess if you pulled a group of doctors aside, they would talk about all the people that shouldn't be working in that profession as well. I mean, I'm just guessing. And I've had versions of that conversations with individuals in other professions that how lacking in ethics or skill or experience some people in their professions happen to be. So I think we're pretty much probably like the rest, but we're just so in the middle of our own profession that we notice the shortcomings a little bit more. Does that make sense?
So to her last question or to her last statement, just to maybe to put some closure and to wrap it up, but she said, I hope this idea inspires you somehow to figure out a way to change this perspective. I think it's not change the perspective. It's maybe acknowledge that maybe the fact that a piece of the lacking of respect puzzle is the fact that there are still too many people who aren't teaching in the best, most appropriate way. And that is unfortunately the experience that too many people have received to where teachers might be on that, not treated as a professional kind of spectrum.
Yeah.
Because too many people have had bad experiences.
Well, yeah, yeah. And speaking of that, something just popped into my head. I was messaging with Tamar Jacobson yesterday. We're going to be doing a session together in August about this. There's a lot of people walking around this profession who don't have a lot of self-respect. And so, I mean, my experience is if you don't respect yourself, it's hard to garner respect from others. And so, I mean, a lot of people are walking around with undealt with baggage, which I mean is really one of Tamar's things. And so I that probably plays a role in this. I mean, if you're just going through the motions of your own life and don't have a lot of respect for yourself or respect for your work, other people probably aren't, it's not going to radiate to other people that you should be respected or that your work should. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's
Tamar's jam, man. If you're a relatively new listener, man, Tamar Jacobson totally needs to be on your radar. I just listened to her virtual seminar for the NAYC conference of When Teachers Face Themselves. And it's some of the most powerful work. And I'm such a fan, girl.
Well, I'm working with her on that session. I'll talk to her and we'll get her back to record with us again because it's been too long.
That would be awesome.
Any other thoughts on this one before we wrap it up?
No, thank you for letting me throw this out there. It's been in the back of my mind that this lady, you know, gave us this nugget to work with. And I hadn't quite figured out how the best way was to tackle it. So I figured today I'd blow the dust off of it and toss it out and just kind of see where it ended up. Yeah, and it might turn into a follow-up conversation, and it might just be something that we kicked around in real time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if it's something that she wants to talk about more, if we're off base with what she was thinking about, I'd love to discuss that. That'd be fun. And hey, Lisa Murphy,
tell me.
I really respect you as a professional.
Thanks, Jeff. I respect you as a professional. What this does respect year? Mean? Let's know. Should we have defined that before?
maybe we should. That'll be another episode. This here has been the Child Care Bar and Grill podcast. We will be back soon with another episode. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for sharing with a friend or, like I say, an enemy. We just like you to share the show. Share with a stranger. It doesn't have to be a friend or an enemy. It could just be an acquaintance that you don't have any real strong feelings about either way. Whatever. Share the show. That's what I'm getting at. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production.